You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Shalom Aleichem to all our members. In this week's parsha, we have Miriam's passing and the Be'er drying out, and also the story of Moshe hitting the rock instead of speaking to it. There are a few questions we could ask. First of all, why was the Be'er dafka in this chus of Miriam? Number two, how come when they left Mitzrayim, Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock, and now he told him to speak to it? And what was Moshe's kavana when he told the Yidden, Shimuna ha-moirim, ha-minasela ha-zeh no-tzilechem moim? What does the word moirim mean? And what kind of question is it, will we take out water from this rock? If Hashem said, then for sure we will. And what was Hashem's complaint on Moshe? Yan le-emantim bilakdisheni. Could we imagine that Moshe chas v'shalom had a chisorn in emuna? So I'd like to share a deep thought with the Olam that I think can help us in our struggles with the Yetzirah. There are two ways that we can get to our goals and our tikkun. One is the derech yisurim, suffering, which breaks our Yetzirah, and the second is the derech ha-Torah, which teaches us how to change our nature bederech noyam, with sweetness. One of the main reasons the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim was to teach them the difference between these two paths, so that they would accept the Torah with joy. Hashem was basically saying to them, you can either be slaves to Mitzrayim, the Yetzirah, or you can be my servants and get all the brachas in the world. The name Miriam has in it the word mar, which means bitter. The Medrash says that she was called that way because when she was born, it was exceedingly bitter for the Yidden in Mitzrayim. They had begun throwing the baby boys into the river. Because of this, Amram left his wife Yocheved, but Miriam convinced her father to go back to Yocheved, that even when things look bitter, there's hashkacha in everything, and we have to do our part. In her schos, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Moshe is bechinas Torah, and the Torah makes the bitterness sweet. Perhaps this is why the Be'er was in Miriam's schos. The rock symbolizes dryness and bitterness, but because she had a hand in bringing Torah to the world, the rock gives forth water. We all know that Torah is compared to water, as it says, Hoy kol tzameh l'chul amayim. Now when Miriam passed away, this schos stopped, so Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock and bring forth water, because Moshe's dibur was Torah itself, and through the Torah the rock would once again bring forth sweet water. But the first time when they had left Mitzrayim, it was still before Matan Torah, and therefore Hashem commanded Moshe to hit the rock, because there still wasn't the tikkun of Torah for the Yetzirah. The only way to deal with the Yetzirah at that point was by hitting and subduing it. So now in Parshas Chukas, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say to them, Shimuno ha-moirim? Because the Yidden hadn't just asked for water. They had complained and said, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim to this bad place? So Moshe's response to them was, Shimuno ha-moirim. Moirim is the same letters as Miriam, which came from the bitter times in Mitzrayim. Moshe was saying to them, Shimuno ha-moirim, you prefer bitterness? Haminasela azen etzilichem moim. You are asking, how is it possible to take water out from a bitter rock? In other words, you're saying you don't believe in the Derech HaTorah to do the job. And therefore, Moshe went and hit the rock, l'shitasam. In other words, according to what they were saying, they understood only hitting and not the Derech HaTorah. But this was Hashem's taina, because if Moshe had not gone l'shitasam and showed the Yidden the power of the Torah by speaking to the rock and bringing forth sweet water, this would have been a much greater Kiddush Hashem. Because yes, both ways end up with the same results, as it says in the Pasuk, that the water came forth and quenched everyone's thirst. But yan lo emantem bilakdisheni, you didn't cause the Yidden to believe more in the power of the Torah, lahakdisheni, this would have been mekadesh my name so much more. So what can we learn from this for our struggle? If we, chas v'shalom, don't follow Hashem's will and remain slaves to Mitzrayim, there's no recourse to getting us to our goals other than suffering and pain. But if we're zoiche to go in the ways of the Torah, which means having emunah even in the difficult struggles, that they are for our good, and knowing that Hashem's will is the only will that really counts, then the rock, which is the Yetzirah and the pain that we feel in our struggle, will turn into the sweetest waters. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.